Mini episode 504 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Royalty Tours USA, your ultimate resource to traveling in style to attend sporting events. Follow them on the web at royaltytours.blogspot.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 504 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris on solo duty this week for an abbreviated version of our NFL Week 17 preview. Thanks to the Christmas holiday, although I do have Kyle Ross's show notes as well. I apologize for my horrible, lingering, post-illness, raspy voice. Last week I went 7-8-1, 1-2 on my big three, and 0-1 on my 1,000-star gold-plated Lock of the Millennium, bringing me to 122, 114, and 4 on the year for all of my picks, 26-21-1 on my big three, and 6-10 on my locks. If you went with me through the first 5 weeks, then jumped off when I proclaimed my blistering start to be my high water mark and started going the other way, that record is 131, 118, and 4. Kyle went 3-3 last week, keeping it at an outstanding 46-32 on the year. Kyle's only got a pick on one game, but volunteered thoughts on all of them this week. We start with Green Bay hosting Detroit, laying 7.5. With Green Bay averaging 41.1 points per game at home and Detroit mustering just 15 on the road, and with the Pack's point differential being plus 128 to Detroit's plus 49, Kyle sees Green Bay as clearly the better team, which makes him wary of taking the points as he normally might. As for me, I think that Detroit's defense can keep this one close enough for a backdoor cover, so I'll take the Lions. Jacksonville is at Houston, getting 10.5 up from 10 at the open. Kyle is eyeballing a potential backdoor cover thanks to the potential for scoreboard watching, and I quite agree. Houston's been too up and down to trust them here, especially counting on back-to-back solid weeks from the likes of Case Keenum. Indy's at Tennessee, laying 7.5. With the Colts locked into their playoff spot, Kyle assumes they'll rest some starters, as do I. But both of us are cognizant of Tennessee having mailed it in, rendering them a bad pick. The difference between us is that I'll recommend Indianapolis even with their bench players on the road. Baltimore hosts Cleveland, laying 14, up from 8.5 at the open. The Browns' QB situation continues to hit new lows every week, while the Ravens will be looking to bounce back from their huge embarrassment last week. Looks like the wrong time, wrong place for Connor Shaw and the doggies. I'll take Baltimore, although I agree with Kyle's confusion about their collapse last week and Cincinnati's inexplicable climb back to the top of the division. New England hosts Buffalo, weighing 5.5, way down from the initial 10.5, since they now have the number one seed in hand. Kyle's staying away since the Patriots have nothing to play for, and the Bills should be deflated after choking away their playoff possibilities against Oakland last week. For me, I'll be on the Pats even with their many backups, simply because they're unbeatable at home, and their depth is much improved this year. Miami hosts the Jets, laying 7, up from 4.5 initially. Kyle seriously considered the fish because of the depth of New York's collapse, but the Jets have lost too many tough games and have traditionally played too hard to save Rex Ryan's job for me to think that they'll mail this one in, so I'll take the Jets. Minnesota hosts Chicago, laying exactly 7. Kyle has no interest in this one but can't see the Bears winning. I have a tough time seeing it too, but Chicago has many talented offensive players with much to prove. I think they'll at least get the back door as they did last week against the tougher Detroit team. San Diego's at Kansas City in a pick'em, changed from the Chiefs opening minus 3. Kyle's lean is toward the Chiefs, coming off a misleading loss, and with the Chargers winning a game that he credits more to San Fran quitting. However, he is not making a call. My instinct is the opposite. I've been on the Chargers all year and have told Kyle that I think they'll return to the playoffs, notwithstanding a brutal schedule at the end. I'll stick to my guns as I feel that they're the better team in this spot. The New York Giants are hosting Philly, laying 2.5, a line that would have been incomprehensible not long ago. For that reason, Kyle was tempted to go Philly, seeing this number as a complete overreaction to last week, but the Eagles' collapse scared him off. Not me, though. I'll take the better team getting points, notwithstanding their recent woes. Dallas is at Washington, laying 5 down from 6.5 initially. Kyle has no interest in this game, and while I don't either, I've still got to make a play. I don't see the Redskins rising up 2 weeks in a row, even with Dallas's exact motivation being a bit nebulous here. I'll take the Cowboys, who still have that remaining Week 17 monkey to brush away in this breakthrough season. Seattle's hosting St. Louis, laying 13.5 up from 13 at the open. You might expect Kyle to be on a double-digit divisional dog, but with the Seahawks having dropped 600 yards on Arizona last week and yielding a mere 33 points in their last 5 games, no way that happens. I'll go that way, though, figuring that Seattle's bound to cool off just enough for a team with the Rams' defense to get the back door. San Francisco hosts Arizona, laying 7, up from 4.5 at the outset. As Kyle points out, one team doesn't have a QB, one team has a coach in name only. Give me the team with the QB, as I think the 49ers at least end the Harbaugh era on a good note. After a few questionable weeks, Denver hosts Oakland, laying 14.5. Kyle notes that the Broncos have to win to preserve their shot at the number 2 seed, and he feels that they'll do just enough to do that. With a Raider team that has risen up at surprising intervals in the second half of the season, including last week, I'll say that's all Denver does as well, as I like Oakland's chance at the back door. Moving to my big 3 picks this week, we start with the Sunday nighter, where Pittsburgh hosts Cincinnati, laying 3.5 up from 3 at the open. Kyle's scared of the hook in the line here, but sees everything pointing to Pittsburgh otherwise, from the Bengals having to win consecutive primetime games to the AFC having all 4 divisional champs repeat. I agree with his logic, and thus make the Steelers the first of my recommendations. In the NFC South Championship game, Atlanta hosts Carolina, laying 3.5 up from 3 at the outset. Kyle's sole recommendation comes in this game, taking the Falcons for a few reasons. It's this year's sole chance for a worst-to-first divisional winner, which strangely enough happens most seasons. No NFC South team has ever repeated as divisional champion. The Panthers are minus 66 in point differential this year to Atlanta's minus 5, and the Falcons are 5-0 straight up against the rest of the division. To Kyle, the Panthers are a much worse team with no chance here, and I strongly agree, making this my own recommendation as well. And for my 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 17, old road favorite Ricky ends the year on a fitting note, taking New Orleans, who is laying 4 at Tampa Bay. Kyle is leery of the Saints as they have nothing to play for after last week's epic choke versus the Falcons, but as he correctly indicates, the Bucs are one more loss from the chance to draft Marcus Mariota. While it would be the perfect self-destructive act for Tampa Bay to win this one and blow their future, even I'm not that cynical. Give me New Orleans, as much of a joke as they are right now, to get the job done. Thanks for joining us for our compressed NFL Week 17 preview, and we'll be back with a full-scale NFL wildcard show next week right here in the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.